Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM, and it's so good to be with you today. We're going to wrap up a good week of teaching and
how to be a good thinker.
Today is Friday, and everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Friday.
It's so true.
All right. So, hey, it's good to be with you. We're talking about a great topic, and our topic is how to be a good thinker.
Yes.
Not a stinker.
Right.
But a
get
good thinker.
That, you know, Brother Hagin used to say, get rid of that stinking thinking. But get to thinking like God's word says that we need to be thinking.
Yeah. You know, there's a verse in Isaiah chapter 55. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. So there comes a time in our life when we need to forsake the kind of thinking that we're doing, not only for righteousness sake, but also for prosperity's sake, for success in life, success in relationship. You know, if you're thinking bad about your spouse and how your spouse is wanting to do things, well, you know, if you're always thinking negative about your spouse, guess what? You're going to have a negative relationship.
That's right.
So it's important that we change some things. So he says, let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Now, listen to what he says. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than yours. See, there is a thought pattern and process that is higher. Now, we obviously want to get there with God. We want to move up to God's thoughts. But listen, it's the same thing in everyday life. You want to have a better relationship? Start thinking. Read good. You know, in fact, we're going to go over our points today. But you got to expose yourself to non-toxic material. You know, if you're at the workplace and all of your people that you gather around with around the water cooler or lunchtime or whatever, and they're always talking about the old lady and how bad she is or he is, et cetera, listen, that's going to bleed over and you're going to take that home with you and you're going to be negative about your spouse and your home life. Quit hanging out with those people. It's like people who are struggling with marriage will somehow instinctively find other people who have a broken marriage instead of looking for people that are really doing well.
Right. You'd be hanging out with people who are doing successful.
That's the only way you're going to affect a change.
Right.
And so it's important.
That's right. There's a scripture, Luke 11:36. If you are filled with light, which we are, we receive the light of God inside of us. If you are filled with light with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. And I think we all have dark corners. In other words, areas in our lives that we need to work on. We have light in certain areas. We have victory over certain areas in our lives. We are walking in the godly ways in certain areas. And then there's some areas, whether it's our family, our children, our job, maybe we have a bitter relationship with somebody in the family or outside of the family. There's always something, some dark corner of our life that we need to work on.
That's
because
right.
None of us are perfect. And so we need to shed light on those corners. And the way to do that is find scripture that has to do with that particular thing you need to work on.
That's right.
And change your mindset of not thinking like a human thinks. In other words, hold on to that bitterness. You deserve to get, you know, you deserve to be mad at them. You deserve, you know, they deserve bad things happening to them because they've done it to me. Those are all human way of thinking. So we need to start shedding light on those areas that we need to work on. Let the word of God shed light on that and then act on that.
Because
we're talking about that, you know, thinking about it. It says, you know, input needs to be good input. We need to.
We're going to go over those.
Yeah. But anyway, so dark corners, we need to shed light on those dark corners.
Our fifth point is repeat the process
in another
area.
That's
so you got to expose yourself to non-toxic input.
Right.
You got to expose yourself to non-toxic thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to choose to think good thoughts, and then you got to act on those good thoughts, and then you got to repeat. So you got to expose yourself to non-toxic input. The only way to have good output is to have good input. It's the same thing in decision making. The president of the United States cannot make good decisions unless they have good input coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can't do it. Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, he can't make good decisions for Israel unless there's the right information, not people who favor one way or another, but the right information from the right people. And you and I do it all the time. We make decisions every day based on the information that's being fed into us. So make sure that you're getting the right information. So much negativity about this political arena that we're in, that if we don't vote a certain way, democracy's dead. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I don't believe that for a minute. I do believe we are in danger. We are in danger of losing our freedoms, and we're in danger of moving towards socialism. I do believe that. But just because the vote on next Tuesday, which every American who's eligible to vote should vote. If you're a registered voter with a legal ID, go vote. That's my one political statement.
There you go.
But you need to go vote. And here's the thing. On the day after the election, depending on how you see the outcome, America's not dead. All right? If Kamala Harris wins, America won't be dead. We definitely won't be, in my opinion, moving in the right direction because of her beliefs. But if Donald Trump wins, there are going to be people that think democracy's dead. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is bigger than you and I, but it's where we've got to put the right input into our mind. People believe conspiracy theories because they're always feeding on conspiracy. We need to start feeding our mind with the right input, all right? Non-toxic input will give us non-toxic output.
That's right.
And then expose yourself to non-toxic thinkers. You want to see what number two over there?
Yeah, number two.
Want to read number two?
Expose yourself to non-toxic thinking.
Yeah.
If you want to have good thoughts, you must expose yourself to people who think good thoughts. And
That's right.
We talk about that. Surround yourself. If you're, you know, you want to, even if you believe you've got a great marriage, it's still good to be around people who have good marriages. In a godly way. Make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who believe the same way you do, raising the children in your job environment, those kind of things. Make sure that you're around the people that build you up spiritually and not bring you down.
You know, we have a what I think is a pretty good marriage, but we love going to Love Like You Mean It meetings, the cruise that they go on every year, because for a solid week while you're on that cruise, you're getting solid input about how to have a strong, healthy relationship with your spouse. Now, you may not like everything you hear because it's going to go against your nature and your grain, but those are the things you need to really seriously consider and begin to make changes by meditating on the right things, reading the right things, doing the right things, watching the right things, and then the right things will start happening in your life.
That's right.
And then our third thing is to choose to think good thoughts, Jada.
And that is a decision that we make. We need to be intentional. Just the way you do your job, when you're intentional in learning and being better at your job, you need to be intentional in being better at your thought processes.
That's
your
right.
thought life, what you're thinking about. If something comes in that's negative, you push that out and replace it with the word of God, or you replace a paraphrase of something. You know, I have the peace of God in me. If worry is coming in, you replace it with God has given me the spirit of fear,
but power,
love and sound mind. That's a scripture that you can quote when worry comes in. So just make sure that when something comes into your brain, what you do is you take captive that negative thought and you replace it with the word of God.
That's right.
And that's how
that's why I said, finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the business world. Nobody reads books on how to fail in business. Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Nobody
There's
does.
No books on that. On
they don't want to read on how
on
to
how
fail.
To be a terrible salesperson.
People talk about how they failed, but then how they changed and had a different outcome.
Right.
Now, people love reading that, but nobody picks up a book that says 10 ways to fail in business. And it doesn't have anything about how to avoid these failures.
Right.
Nobody's going to read that book. So it's important that we put in the right things and then choose to think on the right things. And that's the key.
Yeah.
Thinking on the right
thing. You know, just a practical thing. You know, if you're looking for wise counsel in the word on business practices, on relationships, you know, practical things, Proverbs is just full of just practical things to think about, practical ways of dealing with people, practical ways of good business practices. And so, you know, if you're looking, you know, after you see this and you're thinking, well, how am I supposed to do that? Proverbs is just chocked full of practical advice that you can take, that you can put into practice.
That's right. And, you know, the last thing we got to do is act on our good thoughts. Mm-hmm. And when you're acting on your good thoughts, listen, when you've got good things going on, you're thinking on good things, don't just think on them. You deceive yourself when you don't follow through. Eddie Rickenbacker said it. I quoted it yesterday. I can give you a 6-word formula for success. Think things through, then follow through.
Right.
So think them through, follow through. All right. Don't just think about it. Don't just wish. Do it.
Yeah.
All right?
After you read something, if you feel like the Lord is saying, you know, you need to surround yourself more with Christian people, go make a connection with somebody, make dinner plans with somebody, make coffee plans with someone. If the Lord is pricking your heart about a relationship that you have that is not healthy, then actually do something about that. And this is what it's talking about. Don't just think about it. You're working on your thought processes, but then eventually you have to act on it.
Right. And then you got to repeat the process, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, get rid of all the filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save, it can change, it can heal, it can save, it delivers, it rescues us.
It changes.
So start acting on that. Repeat that process constantly. Every day when you get up, you know, just start repeating those things so that you can become the person that God wants you to be, and you can become the person that you'd like to see yourself as.
Right.
I love what John Maxwell said years ago about paying money to go sit down with people when he was just getting started. He would go and he would call people and sit down with them and pay for an hour of their time, buy their lunch, plus give them money to pay for an hour of their time because their time was important so he could hear the right things. Now people pay John Maxwell to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to enact change, find the right people. Okay. Remember, get rid of the non-toxic input. All right. Get rid of the non-toxic thinkers, and then be sure and put the right things in. And ladies and gentlemen, then you can act on your good thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you act on your good thoughts, things will start to change, and then continue to repeat.
And I think when we talk about repeat too, you need to tackle one thing at a time. There's no way that you can go, okay, I'm going to cover all these things that I need to be working on. Just do one thing at a time and then repeat the process for the next thing and repeat the process.
Steps taken are better than great dreams never realized.
Wow, that's good.
So there you are.
There you go.
All right. Well, it's been a great week. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. I pray, Father, that as people have heard this, they will begin to change their mode. And Father, I think there's going to be great change to come forward in our life as we mold ourselves more towards you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button right down there so your family and friends can get connected.
That's
and get
it.
A daily word that we bring Monday through Friday. Make sure if you're on YouTube to subscribe now so you can follow what's happening with Mike Campbell Ministries as we deliver good news to the nations. We go to other countries, but we're also traveling the U.S. doing evangelistic services as well. So make sure you check out our website and see what's happening with Mike Campbell
Ministries. Right. Be sure and join us again Monday morning for a new topic, new episodes of PM in the AM. Same bad time, same bad channel. We'll see you on Monday. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
God bless.